Online Podcast 316. Happy birthday to me! And you'll hear me making my sick food. I have a cold. Follow me on Twitter. Go to onlinepodcast.com. Hello, welcome to onlinepodcast.com. You're listening to Online Podcast. Great girl, what you doing? It is almost my birthday, but I'm sick. I don't know if you can tell from my voice. I may have to go blow my snot momentarily. Let's see. I'm gonna be making porridge here in a moment. Gregor, what you doing? It snowed. Iced and snowed yesterday. And today... all the snow is melting away, but there's thick layer of snow still and slush on the driveway and on the yard. It looks like crap. So, anyway, I'm going to the kitchen. I gotta pee. And there's one thing. There are several things, in fact. Okay, I'm in the bathroom now, but I'm not gonna pee. But there's one thing that especially Nick Thomas talked about, you know, personal journal being personal and everything, and you should do everything that is private. I don't agree with that. I believe you should still be able to, if you want to, be able to keep your own privacy, because personal does not always equals private. You can still have stuff in the in your own privacy. Keep things private without having to go all the way telling the whole world about everything. Well, that's my two cents. Anyway, I'm going to set the microphone down and I'm going to start making soup. I mean, porridge. I will be. Can you still hear me? Can you hear me now? I want to quickly talk about the response. I've got quite a few responses from last week's podcast about my face tightening. I didn't know that was funny, but that's good. I'm gonna have to go back and listen to it. But JC commented again, and have a few back and forth conversation with JC, and JC said that his boyfriend introduced him to online, which is good. I'm glad, and I suddenly have a big rush of new listeners. I don't know where from, but whatever it is, it's a good thing. So I'm glad. And also from Penang Hokkien too, I realized there are quite a few new listeners. And I'm making porridge because I'm sick. There's nothing really that sounds good to me. Oh, and then JC was also agreeing with Nick and wanting me to talk more about my sexual preferences. The part of the reason why I don't talk about my sex life is because it involves another person. Now, when my sex partner is here talking about it with me, it's one thing. But when I'm here talking about it alone, it's another. I think that's disrespectful of the privacy of that other person. Okay, that's going to be loud plastic clacking. Okay. I'm making porridge with peitan with century egg. I don't know if you guys have seen century egg. It's just kind of vile looking eggs. I don't know how much should I put. Maybe we should just one salted egg, two. Should I put two? Maybe one salted egg is enough. So that's the reason why I didn't talk about it. And I gotta take a drink.
Hey, girl. Oh boy, are you also up here? Bye bye. Hi, man.
That's why I don't talk about it. You know what I'm saying? Am I trying to be wholesome? What is it? So, but JC wants to find out. My high school boyfriend. I talked about my high school boyfriend several podcasts ago, and people seem to conclude for me that there's more that I'm not telling you, but I told you as it is. Maybe I didn't make it clear. That was it. There's nothing extra. There's nothing. I have this big package of meat. Big package of meat. Pork rib. It's nothing. I told you that we kissed, and that's it. Nothing really happened. Which is kind of partly...
Oops.
Why? Which is partly why I made the story sweet, I thought, was that nothing really happened. And, yeah. I'm plugging in my power to the crock pot. I'm gonna pour in 2 cups of rice. Oh, and it's my birthday this tomorrow, Tuesday, March 31st. March 31st, 1974 was when I was born. But I'm sick, as you can see here. So that kind of suck. But hopefully I'll be better on Tuesday. Chicken stock. Chicken stock. So yeah, JC, nothing happened. We had our clothes on and everything. Nothing. We were not even close to, you know, having sex entirely. We were just kissing. And that was enough for me to throw me over the edge and get all paranoid and crazy. Which is unfortunate. You know, in a way, of course, I thought about, you know, what if more things did happen, you know, what's going to happen, and also, but kind of looking back, it's kind of sweet that nothing really did happen, and just turned out to be this kind of wholesome, sweet story that I can think back. And am I trying to be wholesome? No, I'm not trying to be wholesome. JC asked, Are you trying to be wholesome? Make our own snare. No, yeah. He was asking if I didn't want to finish telling the story because I want you guys to fill in the blanks. No, not the plan. But if you want to, that's fine too. And again, question about me and Bruce, but like I said, I don't talk about it because unless Bruce is here to talk about it, it's unfair for the other person to be talking about it. It's my idea. That's not fair. Okay, I'm pouring in chicken soup into my... So what I have is I have my crock pot with 2 cups of rice. And I'm pouring in a 1 big container of chicken stock. Rather big. And then I'm throwing in meat. Cutting the meat. Meat meaning pork. With bones. It's like a pork rib kind of thing with bones and all. So I'm putting 2, maybe 3 pieces of that. 3 pieces of meat. Oh my gosh, that looks pretty good. When it's all cooked, especially. I'm gonna have to pack up the meat here in a moment. But then I have to, oh gosh. This is gonna be noisy, but I'm gonna... Maybe I should pack up the meat. Oh, by the way, I am excited to use this because I don't go into another room and blow my nose. So I got this birthday present of mine. It started off as a Christmas present, but then turned into a birthday present because they ran out of stock. Which is this really cool packing plastic wrap thing. I'm not very clear, but I'm gonna pack 2 pieces of ribs in one. This is so lovely. Oh my gosh. What it does is it dispenses just the right amount of plastic wrap for me to... I can just pull it out from the container, holds it in place in the from the container, and keep the plastic wrap all nice and tidy and flat. So I put my stuff on top of it. Let me turn the microphone here. Put the meat on top of the plastic wrap. And I'll wrap it and it comes out. And then I just push the lid down. And it cuts the plastic perfectly to the length that I want it. It's called Wrap Master. Not Ass Master. Wrap Master. It's like, you know, it's one of those infomercial things that you see and you kind of laugh. It's like, it's funny. It's so stupid, right? But this is really good. I'm really liking it. I hope I don't sound too awful. Oh, I went out to lunch today and trying to, you know, go outside and get a feel of the real world. And it was awful. I just didn't feel quite like staying out and couldn't quite eat. I went to a salad and soup place and didn't feel like eating. Anyway, so Bruce got me 2. A dispenser for plastic and the dispenser for foil, so the drawer is now perfectly tidy with foil. And plastic wrap in its own dispenser. It's very nice. It's very nice. I'm very happy. Because I used to have that, whatever. Oh shit. It went too far in. Hang on. I used to have the kind that, you know, I just use it straight from the box. And it has that little serrated knife, or not serrated knife, but the serrated edge, you know. On the paper cardboard box, and it just always doesn't work. Anyway, this is really good. I'm really liking it. I feel like, oof, so special. And it get put away in the drawer tidily. Maybe I'll take pictures, maybe I won't. Because, you know, I'm busy like that. Anyway, I'm going to put the leftover pork ribs in the freezer. I'm not doing anything special for my birthday, really. Birthday isn't like a big thing for me. I may have, I don't know, depending on how I feel. I'm gonna switch to high. Okay, what else do I want to use? I want to have ginger. Put some celery stock and ginger in the soup, in the porridge, I mean. Here's the thing about ginger. Don't know if you care, but I'm gonna tell you regardless. I like to buy ginger because I use a lot of ginger. That's again. Big chunk of ginger. I like to buy. I'm scraping, can you hear? I'm scraping the ginger with a little paring knife. The outside skin of the ginger. And I think I'm gonna cut it up small so I can actually eat them. The noise that you're hearing is the refrigerator. Makes that crazy noise. Okay, now I'm gonna cut them into pieces, but what about ginger? I like to keep them in the fridge as long as it will last, because I always buy a big thing of ginger, and then I would use it to kind of throughout the week, and sometimes even a few weeks. And what I like to do is to wrap a slightly dampened paper towel and I'm cutting it very carefully because I'm not using a cutting board, I'm using a piece of cardboard. Maybe I should use, hang on, take a proper cutting chopping board. I'm trying to save time and not clean another piece of thing, but it's not working. I should use a different knife too. Good boy. Why am I lazy? Sometimes I ended up having to do more. So you're hearing me slicing up the julienne, the ginger. And I'm gonna cut that into smaller pieces. And then put those in the porridge. I used to hate ginger. I think I told you guys many times already. I used to hate ginger a lot. Now I love ginger. So I'm getting old. Anyway. I would wrap a piece of paper towels that's dampened, and then put it in a Ziploc bag. And it keeps it a little damp, and so it doesn't dry out in the fridge. And it keeps for weeks, really. I'm smelling... smelling the crock pot heating as it's heating up. Okay, is that enough ginger? I think there is enough ginger. Okay, after ginger, I'm gonna put in some Okay, I'm gonna wrap the ginger back up in the paper towel. In a Ziploc bag. Oh, I'm gonna chop up some celery. You know, I always felt kind of weird about talking about birthdays, and that's why I haven't done so for the last few years. And this year, I just figured. Maybe I'll talk about it. Yeah, we'll talk about it. Four stalks of celery. And you have to keep in mind, every time I cook, make porridge, it feels like the crock pot is not filling up, but you have to be careful because once the rice starts to cook and bloom, it'll take up a whole lot more space, so you have to leave a bit more room so that it doesn't bubble all the way out from the crock pot. Just coarsely chop the celery. No counter space, please. Chopping off the bottom and the top of the celery. It's a little brown and ugly and bruised. In goes to the compost bucket that we have in the kitchen. Covering up the soup, the porridge. Keep saying soup. It is kind of soup, rice soup maybe. Okay, chopping the celery into manageable pieces. Not too small. I like to be able to eat the celery. I don't know why, this year I really think, many years ago I also thought that it was the year for podcasting. In Malaysia, but this year apparently is a lot more people are discovering podcasting in Malaysia by themselves rather than me forcing them down their throat. Listeners coming in, like I have this listener, Neil, I think, who listens to the Penang Hokkien podcast as well as online as well, so I'm very glad that he's listening to this, Neil. And also, there's another listener who wrote to me from Japan, told me about how he discovered, I think some friends told him about it, and he's also listening to Ding the Bell now, so that's good, we like the, oh, I don't gotta blow my nose again. So maybe finally we'll get more Malaysians listening to podcasts and creating podcasts. Ugh. You know what? I think this is going to be delicious. What suck is... when you're sick... when you're sick, sometimes you just think about, like, one certain kind of food that you like. And for me, it's usually porridge. Rice porridge. And I did make a pot on Friday. I was homesick on Friday. Just couldn't wake myself up with the medication that I took. And I was like blowing out snot like a rocket. And I was telling Bruce that I felt like I shot out snot. An ocean of snot. And... wiping it with the forest. Did I just cut myself? No. I'm usually very careful, but I'm also recording a show, so better not let me cut myself. No, I didn't. I did not cut myself. I'm fine. What was I talking about? Oh yeah, I blew up an ocean of snot and wiped it with a forest of tissue paper. Well, it was toilet paper. I used toilet paper to wipe my face, my nose. I only think about the lotion. You know, there's this tissue, Kleenex, that has lotion on. I always only think about those whenever I am already too sick to go out and buy anything. But people said those are really good. The lotion coated tissue. Never tried. I'm gonna blow my nose again.
Hi, girl.
Street. I'm wiping my hair, washing my hair. People across the street and a brand new neighbor just moved in. They're cooking out in the snow. Well, now I have to cut my eggs. And after this, I think we'll be done. Enough of this. I have no agenda, really. I don't feel like doing much because I'm sick. What I'm doing is unwrapping salted eggs, Chinese salted eggs, duck eggs. And also century eggs, which is this people from work are teasing me because I've been having this last week. And what it is duck egg soaked in lye. I know it sounds kind of gross, but that's what it is. Knocking the egg. Breaking the eggshell. It's already pre-cooked. Ooh, it's... the duck egg is not breaking as nicely as I want it to be. Maybe I should just cut it in half. Okay, I'm cutting in here. Oh, good Lord. I hate this cold. Now I'm scoring. I'm cutting the eggshell in half. Now I'm coming like almost like cutting an avocado. I'm scooping that with a spoon into. The soup, the porridge. Looks kind of gross, but it's going to be delicious. I won't have this until tomorrow, so I'm going to take this to work tomorrow. I have a project due, so I have to go in regardless of my snottiness. In fact, I think I have a project due Friday. I just realized that after I'm more awake this weekend that, oh my god, crap. So, this is so interesting, isn't it? Best podcast ever on my birthday. Making sick food. I think I should probably let you go. Shit, don't fall. Shell, don't go in there. Anyway.
Thanks to those people who wrote in, though, especially the new listeners, it always is nice to get to hear from the listeners, especially those I've never heard from before. And I think one sort of lead to another. Usually when there's a new listener coming on and say hi, and I'll talk about it, and then the more new listeners would actually write to me, that's very nice. That's very nice. I'm peeling. I should let you hear this. This is kind of gross. I'm gonna move my microphone closer so you can actually hear my peeling of my century egg. I have to warn you, it's a little gross. Okay, listen to this. Okay, I'm moving closer here. Listen to this. I'm peeling an egg shell off the egg. Anyway, well, thank you so much for staying and listening to me prepare my sick food. Anyway, I will come back hopefully next week in April, and hopefully I will have all my cold all gone and be good and all the good stuff, and then we'll chat some more. Alright, ladies and gentle whores, don't forget to smile. Bye.